Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Another one of the foundations of growing a crochet business I want to talk to you about is newsletters. Newsletters are a brilliant way of staying in contact with people who have already given you the indication that they want to hear from you, that they like what you do, they've seen your crochet, and they want to know more. People will only subscribe to your newsletter when they have already decided that they like what they see, which means that you are talking to people who know that they like you, who want to know more about your crochet, who want to know more about what you offer. So when you are sending a newsletter, you are talking to people who are already interested. And that's what makes newsletters so much better than social media. You are not posting and praying. You are sending information to people who want to hear it and have told you they want to hear it because they've subscribed to you. So your newsletter list can be incredibly valuable. One of the figures I've seen is that for every subscriber, you will get a dollar. That's how much they're worth to your business. So you want people subscribing to your newsletter because they are already warmed up to you. They already know they like you. They want to hear from you. So talk to them. Newsletter lists also have another use, and that is as an insurance policy. So platforms like Facebook, Instagram, selling sites like Etsy and Shopify are all fantastic tools. However, you don't own them. You don't own your shop on there. You can be booted off these sites at any time. It doesn't matter if you've accidentally broken a rule. Your account could be hacked. You know, you could be shut down by mistake. It happens. And if that happens, you have no way of getting back in contact with your followers unless you have a newsletter. You own your newsletter list. Once you have those emails, those are yours. That is not going to get taken away from you. And so your newsletter list is also your backup should, you know, the unthinkable happen to your other rented platforms. So you should always build a newsletter list, for nothing else, as an insurance policy. But like anything else, like social media, your newsletter list is no good unless you use it. You cannot make money from it. You cannot get sales from it. You cannot connect with your audience with it unless you use it. But also, unlike social media, if you send an email to your newsletter list, you can guarantee that every single one of those people are going to receive it. You post on social media, maybe a small percentage of your followers will see it. You can guarantee that it will land in the inbox of every single one of your subscribers. Now, whether they open it or not, that is a completely different matter. And that's where crafting a really tempting subject line comes in. But that's going a bit deeper than for this episode. But they will get it. They will see it in their inboxes. And it goes to everyone. I think the biggest issue with newsletters that people find is that they just don't know what's right. What do you send people about? You know, whether it's weekly or monthly, what do you write? But there are so many things that you can put in a newsletter. You can use it to give your followers behind the scenes info. I mean, behind the scenes to you in your crochet business might seem utterly boring, but to your followers, it's fascinating. Because crocheters don't buy crochet. So if you're selling what you make, people who don't crochet are going to find it fascinating to see what you're doing, the types of yarn you use, your hooks, blocking boards. They're going to find these things fascinating. If you're selling patterns, then people want to know what yarn you're using next. Maybe they want to see your stash. They want to see what's up and coming. You can show them all the behind the scenes info. You can give product updates. What are you working on now? When are you planning on releasing it? Do you have several things in the pipeline? You can show them what's coming soon. If you know what you're launching soon, you can show them and get them excited waiting for your latest release. And then when you do release your latest product, your latest pattern, your latest course, you can announce it via your newsletter. Tell them to be the first to get their hands on it. People love being first to get their hands on anything. So it's a great selling point. If you're really stuck, you can just do a blast from the past. Have you seen this pattern that I haven't shown you for ages? Do you remember that it exists? Did you see it when I first launched it? I've just refound it myself. What did you think of it? You can show them something that you just haven't highlighted for a while. You can use your newsletter list to advertise special offers. Maybe you've got a flash sale going on. And make sure that they know about the discounts you have available. You don't need to be selling something all the time. Sometimes you're sending a newsletter just to remind people that you exist and to keep in mind. You could just put a few featured products at the bottom of a newsletter. And then you've got something they can click on to buy. Even if the rest of your email is just behind the scenes, hi, how are you doing? This is what I've been working on. It's not been ready for a while. But hey, check out these things down here that I've got available right now. You can click on them. There is so much you can put in a newsletter. It's just that because we are so immersed in our crochet and we do it all the time, sometimes we just don't see the interesting factor in it. But for people who don't crochet or just want to know what we're up to, it's fascinating. Don't forget, people are nosy. To us, what is kind of mundane can be really quite interesting to other people. So don't write off your uninteresting crochet business, because to other people, it is the most fascinating thing going. So all this is well and good, but how do you get sign-ups to your newsletter? Well, you can just ask. If you've got social media, tell people you have a newsletter and to sign up. Want to be the first to know when there's a new release? Sign up to my newsletter. Want to be the first to know when there's discounts available? Sign up to my newsletter. By the way, if you sign up to my newsletter, I've got a free gift for you in the first email. Give them the link to sign up. People love freebies. People love discounts. People love to be the first to know. People fear missing out. So get them to sign up to your newsletter so they never miss all the offers. You can have subscriber-only offers that are only available to people who sign up to your newsletter. Tell people that. If you sell on Etsy or Shopify, put the link to your newsletter in there. In Etsy, you can put it in your shop announcement. You could also put it into the follow-up email that goes out when they buy something. If you have a YouTube channel, you can put it on your YouTube channel as to subscribe. It goes on the front page. You can add your newsletter to your Pinterest. There is no reason why you can't have a pin that goes to your email list. And that's how you do it. You just let people know that it exists and give them the link to sign up and tell them what kind of things you're going to send them. One thing to be aware of when it comes to newsletters is GDPR. So this applies in Europe and the UK. But when you're selling online, you never know what country your followers are going to come from. And GDPR is nothing to be afraid of. It's simply to be transparent about what you're going to use that email for. But if the email is to sign up to your newsletter list, say so. The other aspect is that you cannot make signing up to your newsletter a condition of a freebie. So you can't say, I have a free gift when you sign up to my newsletter. However, you can say, if you sign up to my newsletter, I've got a free gift in the first email. I know, it sounds like the same thing, but it depends on what the emphasis is on. If the emphasis is signing up to a newsletter, it's okay. But if the emphasis is on the free gift, not okay. So you just got to make sure you word it right. But that's really all GDPR is. And there are now settings in most newsletter providers, the host for it, that allow you to keep, you know, compliance with GDPR. So it's nothing to be afraid of. As long as you're transparent, what you're using people's emails for, you got nothing to worry about. So what other things do you need to bear in mind when it comes to setting up a newsletter? Well, the first off is that you need a domain email. And by that, I mean you cannot use an Outlook address or a Yahoo or MSN, whatever. You cannot use those. You've got to have a domain email. So mine is hello@crochetbusinessschool.com. That is my domain email. And you can buy them among many different providers. You can often do them for an email hosting service. You can buy them through GoDaddy or Bluehost. Or there's a huge number of places you can buy a domain name from. You just type it into Google and plenty of companies will come up. And you have to renew them every year, but you can buy it for £15 for the entire year. You have to use these. Spam laws now mean that you have to use one of these domain names. And of course, if you don't have a website yet, you will use that domain for your future website. You're basically reserving it. So you want to choose one that has your business name in it. And of course, it just looks professional. To have that domain name, it looks professional and it gives you an air of authenticity and trust. I don't know about you, but whenever I get a business that has an Outlook address, I'm always a bit like, ooh, not sure I can trust them. So it really helps, you know, get that trust factor to your audience if you have a proper email. The best thing about newsletters is that you can schedule them in advance. You can write out a month's worth and schedule them to send. You don't need to be writing as you go. You can choose when you send them. And you can even set up an automation sequence. And you might be sitting there thinking, ooh, that sounds complicated. But it's actually really simple. And the email providers make it simple. So when I say email providers, things like MailerLite and MailChimp, I'm sure you've heard of them. But these are the companies that are set up that have the email software so you can write your newsletters and send them out. And you can set up automations, which means when somebody signs up to your newsletter, you can send them out a welcome email automatically. And that will have information like who you are. If you've promised a free gift, you can have that go out in that email. You can tell it a bit about your business, your links to your social media, to your shop, to where I can find you, and more information about you. You can put that all in the automation. And you can automate several emails. So it's a great way of giving people more information about you and your crochet when they sign up, and it's all automated, so you don't need to worry about doing it yourself. Newsletter lists can be incredibly valuable. They are a great way to make more sales from people who have already said they are interested in what you do. who've already said that they like your crochet, and the evidence for that is simply that they subscribed in the first place. They gave you your email, their email address, so that they can find out more about you. So you don't have to worry about sending too many emails, because they know you're a business, and they've said, send me emails. I've given you my email address so you can do that. So use your newsletter list. Send out those emails, get connecting, and get showing off your latest offers and your fab crochet, and make that list work for you. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.